Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Lee, who's Executive Director with the Fuse Alliance. Ron, how you doing?
Doing very well this morning, Kemp, in the west coast of our great country.
Yeah. That's right. We're here together at your annual meeting. It's at the U.S. Grand Hotel in downtown San Diego, and we've avoided all this crazy weather in the rest of the world, haven't we?
We sure have, and I tell you, I was a little bit nervous on looking at 1,700 flights canceling this week, but it seems that we've got everybody in here, so we really have been very fortunate.
Actually, let's go there for a second. This is in the history of the Fuse Alliance, which most people know is a network of commercial flooring contractors. This is your highest attended meeting in the history of your organization, right?
That is correct, and again, we're very, very pleased that to start this new year, and even though we're getting into our third month with so many people here and very enthusiastic.
Well, roughly how many people are here?
I think we've got 105 members that are here, and another, I want to say, 80 or so suppliers, so we're close to 200 people total.
Let's talk about membership for a minute. You've actually had a tremendous year. You were introducing seven or so new members that you've added to the group since last year, right?
Yes, and again, those are areas that we, in most cases, did not have coverage, or we wanted to add additional people to support our suppliers and certainly grow our business there. We're very fortunate, again, these companies have been very contributory in the last 12 months to our success.
When you look out and you've got people that seek to join this group, you do try to protect the geographical area of your current members, don't you?
A yes and no. The reality is each of these companies focus on different market segments and they go to market differently. We look for compatibility and, as you heard me say yesterday, collaboration in the marketplace. Some people may focus on healthcare while others are on corporate. It's really about what sectors they serve and how they go to market. So again, we might have one in a huge metropolitan area that serves the needs of our customers and suppliers, or we might have a dozen. Doesn't make any difference as long as they work together collaboratively and meet the mission that we're trying to accomplish.
Let's look back at 12 for a minute. How has the membership done in 2012?
You know, you heard me say yesterday, it was the year of negative news and positive results. And I will tell you, I had got so tired over the year of listening to how things were and how bad they were and how bad they're going to be. But at the end of the day, most of our members had, in some cases, their best year, and in other cases, they did much better than expected.
You know, the format for this meeting I find very interesting, and it's actually gone really well so far. We're in the second day because you don't have a keynote speaker. You have members that are getting up in front of the group, and they're giving somewhat testimonials. They're talking about how they survived through this 5 or 6 year deep recession. It's really a good format. And then last night, as part of the time spent with your vendors, you had a team building contest of who could build the tallest tower out of newspaper, and it was very fun. I got to hand it to you.
Well, again, that's all about collaboration and working together. And what we've heard, you know, this is our seventh meeting as a privately held cooperative. Our members tell us that, you know, why it's great to hear somebody from the outside come in and speak and give them the enthusiasm. They really want to hear from each other. They really want to learn from each other and find ways to affect each other's businesses. And then this team-building exercise, it's something that I looked up and saw that you could just put so many legs on that and how it goes. The personalities come out. The competitiveness came out. It was a hoot.
It was fun. All right, let's talk about, you've already given your presentation on where you're taking this organization next year. And I found it very interesting that you have, looks like a full plate of initiatives. You have four initiatives. Why don't you run us through those?
Yeah, we are going to launch and expand our USA program, which is our United Services Alignment, whereby we will be providing services to our suppliers, our members to members, and then our national account customers. And we have very fortunately brought Jeff Gordon on board. He'll start within about 30 to 60 days with us to lead that initiative. That's our number one. And then to support that, we'll be recruiting another 50 service associates in areas where we do not have people. In addition, we will also be talking about and launching a co-branded program with our key suppliers, whereby our members can comfortably go out with the Fuse service brand, with the manufacturer's brand on the same packaging, and we'll be training them in these very vital segments of the market, healthcare, corporate, and higher education, to take those packages there. And then lastly, our online distribution business, we're going to expand the product offerings there and connect those back through to the existing members and then new members coming in.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a couple of those things. Actually, this is huge news that you're bringing Jeff Gordon on. Many people know him. Well, he was at Design Weave for a while, which was the commercial division over at Tuftex prior to the acquisition by Queen and eventually Shaw. And then for many years, he's been over at SCS Flooring in L.A. and Orange County as the president, right?
That is correct. Jeff, he's an industry veteran. He's a national figure. He's only had three jobs. His first coming right out of Drexel University in Philadelphia, he went to work for Armstrong, and actually in their carpet divisions when Armstrong was in carpet. He moved to Design Weave, as you said, and was there for a number of years before 12 years ago joining one of our largest dealerships in the Southern California marketplace. And he's led their business into a very, very robust national program. And again, we're going to have the benefit of Jeff's experience nationally and his visibility nationally and his contacts nationally to drive this business back to our members locally.
And one of the things that he's going to start off doing is going to see some of these big national account end users and trying to build a relationship where the whole membership network can help service these big accounts, right?
That is correct. We believe that these companies need and demand a service package that can be consistent throughout the U.S., and we've been working very, very diligently the last couple of years of getting our internal organization in shape to support that, and Jeff will lead that initiative.
Okay, one last question, Ron. I'm just curious. I know you talked to a lot of different people. What's your outlook for 13? Are you encouraged and optimistic about where the business is going to go?
You know, we are, Kemp. I don't think we're going to see, you know, tremendous explosive growth. And in fact, I would not want that to happen as we go through this recovery. But I think we're going to see slow, consistent, quarter-by-quarter gains. And we hope at the end of the year that we'll be in the high single digits, perhaps even touching double digits with our group. And I think if we can do that, then that'll get us into 15, where new construction should be coming back. So I think we've got one more year that we'll be in the remodeling business and the renovation business, and I think we'll start to see some cranes and some things coming up out of the ground here. And I think perhaps we might get back to some of those 2007 numbers there in 15.
I hope you're right. Well, it's good to visit with you again. We've been talking to Ron Lee, who's executive director with the Fuse Alliance Network, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.